Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another fantastic episode on this silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we are hoping that you and your family are safe and sound. And keep in mind, when you are making dua for yourself, your family, and for your community, then remember the ummah in your duas as well. Because in some part of the world, the ummah is going through great challenges and difficulties. Make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, grants a relief to the ummah and protects them against the oppressors. And subhanallah azza wa jal, today we have a very lovely topic of discussion to further motivate us. We will be talking about the leaders of the youth of Jannah. Subhanallah, who are they? Many of you out there already know who these very blessed individuals are. There's two of them, and I will reveal that a little bit later, inshallah, azza wa jal. Before that, let's remember the hadith ibaq, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So please don't delay. Make those good intentions today. Make them right now. That, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to this silsila of Madani Channel for your rida, for your pleasure and your happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well. Life is short, life is precious. We have one chance, one shot, one opportunity. That is this life, to prepare for the grave and the hereafter. Once a person leaves, we will never return to this world. So make up this mindset. I need to spend some time every day to recite some amount of the glorious Quran with translation from Kanzul Iman, some amount of salawat and durud-e-pak. Dhikrullah, istighfar, making sincere tawbah and seeking knowledge of deen from authentic sources. These things will help us here in the grave and in the hereafter as well, inshallah ta'ala. So stop wasting your life, your precious life, in unnecessary conversations, useless activities, in the luster and entertainments of this world that are there to divert our attention from fulfilling our purpose, which is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do good deeds, and to prepare for the grave and the hereafter. Listen to this beautiful excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi, the final Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, the beloved and blessed Prophet, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Sayyidina Jibra'il Amin alayhi salam came to him stating humbly that Allah Azza wa Jal has said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are you not pleased that when anyone from your ummah sends one salam, I send salam 10 times upon him? Subhanallah. So don't stop sending salam, sending durood. This will help us, inshallah. Let's listen to a splendid kalam. And we'll continue with our discussion of the leaders of the youth of paradise, of Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rok leti hai aapki nisbat, tere jitne bhi hum pe chalte hain, ye karam hai huzoor ka hum par aane wale.
Yeah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. I'm sure you enjoyed that beautiful kalam. We should get even our offspring used to listening to these types of kalams. And above all, to listen to Kalamullah, which is the Quran. Because these kalams, inshallah ta'ala, will further strengthen our iman, will further develop that love for Allah Azza wa Jal and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts, will strengthen that love for Sahaba, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah in our hearts. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif and Aqsa Sharif time and again. Ameen bi jahi khatam in nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So who are we talking about today that are the leaders of the youth of paradise, of Jannah? Many of you know the answer. We are talking about Sayyiduna Hassan wal Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. They are the leaders of the youth of Jannah. What does this mean actually? The scholars have elaborated and explained to us that, see, everybody in Jannah is going to be young. Even if they passed away at an advanced age when they were elderly, 100 years plus, still in paradise, they will be brought back and become young. So it means that Sayyiduna Hassanain Kareemain, Sayyiduna Imam Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, they will be the leaders of those youth, those people who passed away in their youth in the dunya. So in this world, those Muslim youth who passed away, Sayyiduna Imam Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu anhuma is going to be their leader. And subhanallah, this is a blessed hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu anhuma are the leaders of the youth of Jannah, of paradise. They are guaranteed Jannatis. There's no shadow of doubt. And you know, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved them so much. One day Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, he says that we were present in the blessed court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Sayyida Ayman radiallahu anha, she came to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma have gone missing. The sun had completely risen by this time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his sahaba, his companions, alayhim ridwan, let us go and find my sons. Everybody set off in different directions. Sayyiduna Salman Farsi radiyallahu anhu said that I accompanied the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go and search for them. So a search party was made to look for Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu anhuma. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued walking until he reached the foot of a mountain. And there he sees Hassan wal Hussein radiyallahu anhuma. They were hugging each other. They were afraid. Why? Because there was a python, a snake that was standing on its tail upright, and fire was blazing out of its mouth. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quickly stepped forward. As soon as the python saw the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it curled up and quickly hid behind some rocks. The Prophet of Mercy sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went to Hassanain Kareemain radiyallahu anhuma, separated them, cleaned their blessed faces, and said to them, may the life of my mother and father be sacrificed for you. How honorable you are in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved him so much that he couldn't see these princes in pain. He couldn't see them going through any kind of anguish. So when he was informed that they are missing, immediately, without any delay, he went looking for them and instructed Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan to go and look for them. We see the tremendous love and affection and connection between Hasanain Karimain radiallahu anhuma and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was humbly asked that, who do you love more amongst the Ahlul Bayt? And he replied sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask Sayyida Fatimah al-Zahra radiallahu anha, bring my children to me. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would then smell them and cuddle them. He would say that these are my flowers in the dunya. It was his habit to smell these little ones. He would embrace them. He would shower them with his affection, with his love. Subhanallah. So we get to know it is a sunnah to smell little kids, to embrace them, to shower them with love, to show the deep connection to them. How many of us out there, parents out there, have done this or are doing this, that display their love to their children, or for those who have grandchildren? When last did I tell my child, I love you? Why am I shy to say it? Tell your children you love them. Learn from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Learn from the pious ones how their connection was to their children or to their grandchildren. Tell your children you love them at least once a day or as often as you can. Hug them, kiss their foreheads, kiss their hands. Show them, display your love. Verbalize it. Tell them you love them and display it, demonstrate it. Cuddle them. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. You know, as a parent or grandparent, if you don't tell your children you love them, because look, parents love their children unconditionally, with no strings attached. Because that's your offspring. Those are your branches. They are from you. And so you love them without any condition attached to that. There's no strings attached. Others out there may love them, may want to get close to them, because there is something in it for them to fulfill some need or desire of theirs. But you as a parent, you are the one person that wants your children to be better than you. Subhanallah. And so if we don't have that deep connection to our kids, and we don't tell them that we love them, and if we don't demonstrate and display this love and affection, then somebody else out there who doesn't truly love them unconditionally will tell them that they love them, and they'll believe them. Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us understanding. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us, taught us, you and I, that the love for Imam Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu anhuma is wajib. For us ummatis who claim to love the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then love for the Ahlul Bayt, love for Hasanain Karimain radiyallahu anhuma is necessary upon us. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Imam Hasan and Hussein radiyallahu anhuma, they were great teachers of the deen. They taught us many things because they were trained by the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When Sayyida Asma bint Umays radiyallahu anha, when she brought the good news of the birth of Sayyiduna Imam Hasan Mujtaba radiyallahu an to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told Sayyida Asma radiyallahu anha, bring my son. He was overjoyed. Sayyida Asma radiyallahu anha, she wrapped Sayyiduna Imam Hasan Mujtaba radiyallahu anhu in a piece of cloth and brought him to the blessed court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam called out the adhan in his right ear, takbir in the left ear, and asked the fourth khalifa of Islam, Sayyiduna Mawla Ali karamullah ta'ala wajhahul kareem, that what have you named your honorable son? Mawla Ali radiyallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how could I dare to name him without your order and permission? Since you have asked me, so I think I would name him Harb, but you have the supreme authority. So the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam named him Hasan. Subhanallah. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu was born, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam named him as Hussein and Shabbir. They were given these titles, both of them, that flowers of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sibtu Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, leaders of the youth of Jannah, subhanallah. They both were given these titles. And they were both great teachers of the Ummah. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam shows us the glory and greatness of these two wonderful personalities and said, Man ahabba al-Hasan wal-Husayn faqad ahabbani. وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُمَا فَقَدْ أَبْغَضَنِي. That one who loves both of them, Hasan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma, loves me. And the one who bears malice towards them, bears malice towards me. He also said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hasan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma are two flowers of mine in the world. Subhanallah. I'm sure we all heard of the famous verse. The verse is in Surah Ash-Shura, verse 23. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Say, O dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I do not ask any fee from you upon this, except the love between close ones. And the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, the honorable companions, they humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are those beloved ones whose devotion and reverence is obligatory upon us, is necessary upon us? The noblest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Sayyiduna Aliyul Murtada, Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra, and they both blessed sons, Hasan wal Husayn, radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. Subhanallah. So I need to ask myself, and you should ask yourself, what kind of love do I possess for these blessed personalities? Is that love there? Because it's necessary upon us. The love of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is necessary upon us. For his al, for his family, for his offspring is necessary upon us. Subhanallah. One day, the great Sahabi Jadil, Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he got to know that there was some disagreement or something unpleasant between Sayyiduna Imam Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu anhuma. Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu is the big brother, and Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu is a small brother. So Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu goes to Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu and mentions that, you know, you're not talking to your brother, he's not talking to you, and people consider you all as the leaders. So please end this. Go to him. You are the small brother. Go to him, apologize, and mend those relations. Allahu Akbar. What does our master, Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhi, what does he reply? He says that I would have went to him, my big brother, Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhi, but I have heard this narration, this hadith, that the one who apologizes first, the one who is first to come forward to mend the relations, to apologize, that person will enter Jannah first. And so I don't want to go before him into Jannah, before my big brother. Then Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he goes to Sayyiduna Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu anhu, and he mentions this, and then this reconciliation takes place. Subhanallah. Now I want to ask you, if you have any fallout between yourselves and your siblings, your family members, then what steps have you taken? Have you initiated towards reconciliation? Or are you waiting for that person? No, they're not communicating with me. Why must I communicate with them? They're not phoning me. They're not visiting me. Why should I? Be very careful. Because now, the spiritual disease of takabbur, arrogance, pride, can eat a person up, can destroy good deeds. Imagine if you die in that condition. And I'm telling you that that regret will live with us for the rest of our lives if that person passed away. And I didn't have the courage to at least pick up the phone, at least initiate and start the conversation by at least sending a message that I know we have a difference of opinion and we're not on talking terms. Let's discuss it. Let's clear this problem that's between us. Because for a believer, the narration says it is not allowed to not be on talking terms for more than 3 days and nights. And here we have people leave days, weeks, months, years go by, and they don't visit each other. They don't invite each other for meals, for their programs. They don't even want to see the person's face. Subhanallah. If there's no shari'i reason, then be the better person. Because you're going to live with that negativity for your whole life. You are going to regret it for your whole life if the person passes away. We have a short clip. We'll be right back, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
My dear viewers, Allah Almighty states in the Holy Quran, Inna Allah ma'as-sabirin. Indeed, Allah is with the patient. When looking at the blessed life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, one shall find it brimful with trials and hardships, which he himself described when saying, nobody was threatened or accosted more in the path of Allah than I. Consider the continuous hostility shown by the disbelievers in Makkah, the accusations of sorcery, soothing and insanity, the 3-year boycott in the valley of Abu Talib, the pain inflicted by the leaders and vagabonds of Taif, his companions being ill-treated, ma'adallah, animal entrails being thrown upon him whilst in prostration, his relocation to Medina, consistently engaging in battle with disbelievers and confronting the evil schemes of hypocrites. These were faced with immovable patience, profound strength, unshakable resolve, and unprecedented determination. He discussed the secret to his patients as thus, O Aisha, indeed Allah likes for the highly resolute messengers to remain patient upon worldly calamities and refrain from what is liked by the world. He then willed to oblige with me the same, which he did by declaring, فَصْبِرُ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. So dear beloved Prophet, be patient, just as the resolute messengers were patient. By Allah, it is necessary for me to obey him. By Allah, it is necessary for me to obey him. By Allah, I will show patience just as the highly resolute messengers did, and strength is bestowed by Allah alone. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azawajal, it's always something to learn in this wonderful environment of Dawud Islami. At every turn, there's something to learn. So if you haven't gotten involved as yet, then don't delay. Really, the regret you're going to have is, why did I not join sooner? Dawud Islam is a support structure to empower us with authentic Islamic knowledge, with correct beliefs, with motivation to practice upon the commands of the glorious Quran, to practice the blessed Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. One department of Dawud Islam is called Ruhani Ilaj, spiritual cures, and often we advise people that, okay, if you're suffering from this, recite this wazifa, this litany and invocation, and do them, blow on the person, or blow on yourself. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he says that the final Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, used to do them, used to blow on Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhuma with the following kalimat ta'awudh, the following blessed words. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, your forefather Sayyidina Nabi Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam used to seek refuge with Allah azza wa jal for Sayyidina Ismail and Ishaq عليهم الصلاة والسلام by reciting the following, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة من كل شيطان وهامة ومن كل عين لامة. Oh Allah, I seek refuge with your perfect words from every devil and from poisonous pests and from every evil, harmful, envious eye. Subhanallah. Hakimul Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi said, here the perfect words of Allah Azawajal refer to Asma'i Ilahiyya, blessed names of Allah Azawajal, since they are protected from all faults and flaws. This is for the reason these are called Tammat, as it is necessary to seek refuge with Allah Azawajal. It is also necessary to seek refuge with His names. Further, he says, man also falls ill because of effects of jinn and envious eye, evil eyes. The jinn's evil effect is proven by the glorious Quran. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would do dumb unto his beloved Hassan wal Hussein radiyallahu anhuma. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Ala Hazrat, the Imam of the Ahlul Sunnah, the scholar of Sharia, the destroyer of Bid'ah, the great Mujaddid and reviver of the Deen, Mulana Shah Imam Ahmad Rza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has said that ta'weez, amulets, is simply a written dua from the Quran or the blessed names of Allah Azza wa Jal, or a hadith, and there's no harm in it. It is actually recommended, mustahab. The noblest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that he who is competent amongst you to benefit his brother, he who is competent amongst you to benefit his brother should do so. Subhanallah. So these kind of ta'weedat, amulets, wada'if, litanies, invocations are allowed. Let us get back to the teachings, the pure teachings of Islam. Let us follow in the footsteps of Sayyidina Imam Hassan wal Hussein radiyallahu anhuma, because they are our great teachers. They are also our heroes, our role models. Every Nabi, every Sahabi, every one from the Ahlul Bayt, every Wali, these are the heroes of Islam, the flag bearers of Islam. They held the flag of Islam high. And so you and I, we have received our Islam because of their great sacrifices. Sayyidina Imam Hassan wal Hussein radiallahu anhuma, they sacrificed. They were both made as martyrs. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, forgive us for their sake. Ameen bijahi khatimin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.